Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns joining us live. The controversial green light law about to go into effect, and there's so much confusion with its rollout, Mickey. What is your expectation? Do you think that undocumented immigrants will be coming right away to apply for driver's licenses, or do you think all the controversy keeps them away?
We don't know. You know, one of the things is we know we're probably going to be sued, and we know the attorneys told us we have to treat everyone equal protection under the law. But this has been a disaster by Albany. We have not received any of the regulations for those clerks who want to do that, to do the green light law. They want to implement it. They have not sent out any of the regulations. We're still waiting on a decision from the Northern District Court. There was a court case, Frank Marola from Rensselaer County filed a similar lawsuit asking for a preliminary injunction. We haven't heard from the court. There was a court case yesterday in Niagara County with the Niagara County clerk, and the state actually came to an agreement where they would allow undocumented people we could send their applications to a county-run DMV. They changed their mind in that case because there's so many things wrong with this law, starting from the very beginning, where they have never even consulted with the clerks. So, you know, it just keeps on going on and on and on, Susan and Brian. We keep on talking about it. I could go on for this for an hour.
Yeah, we don't have that much time, though, anymore. You mentioned you think you're going to be sued. Why are you so certain of that? Wasn't the reason that your lawsuit was thrown out was because a judge said that, you know, that hasn't happened in other states where this law or similar laws are in effect?
Well, we're just being prepared. I mean, we're just being prepared. And, you know, we just think that, you know, no one knows based on the law. The law says that I have to validate and verify any documents that come in. Right now, we can't do that. We just can't do it. We can't validate any of those documents. The state provided us, has not provided any training from the frontline staff. It was a one-hour webinar. So the staff is not ready to prepare any documentation. It's just, you know, we really, really are not prepared, and it's just, you know, what we're doing is we're just taking it really, what I said, is minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. We will not be able to process any applications on Monday as it stands today.
Mickey, can you hold any of those documents that they're producing once they come in?
We can hold copies. By statute, we can hold copies of their information until I have the time to validate that they're not fraudulent.
We appreciate it.
I'm wondering, looking at other states, wouldn't you be able to tell from other states or similar sized counties with maybe cities in it similar to Buffalo who have this law on the books what to expect?
We don't know. I mean, one thing I know in Tennessee, when they did roll this out, there were so many people that came. They had a stop the program. So we know that there's, according to New York State, 750,000 people that are here that are undocumented. So we don't know how many people are going to come in. We're just going to be prepared. We're going to do the best that we can. You know, I did go to the legislature to ask for extra staffing. They gave us two extra part-time people. I asked for a foreign document specialist. There is no way we are going to be able to validate those foreign passports. One of the things that New York State did is they changed the rules of the game. Normally, if you and I were to come in, you need 6 points of ID. For a foreign passport, they're giving you 4 points. In addition to that, an expired foreign driver's license that's 2 years old, they'll give you 4 points. And then, you know, Brian, if you brought your report card in, remember, you know, you're probably too young. Susan knows this. We used to go up to Crystal Beach. We used to get ride tickets for our report card. If you come in with your report card, you get 1 point. And if your report card has your picture on it, you get 2 points. I can make a report card online. How the heck am I going to validate a report card?
That's a great point, Mickey. And I do remember those. You're right.
All right, Mickey Kearns, thanks for joining us. That's the Erie County Clerk, Mickey Kearns.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.